Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Well, hi, everybody. I apologize for the technical difficulties we were having. This is Doug with Pararamble Radio, and I was having some computer issues. So here we go. Let's see what a week it's been. My goodness. Talk about Mercury retrograde going on out there. pardon me. Let's see. We had quite a few people on the Facebook post today who were looking to get free readings tonight. So I'm looking forward to you guys calling in. I enjoyed meeting some of you on there today. I do look forward to hearing from you. So let's see, what did we talk about? Last week I was out of town and we didn't get to do the show. So the week before we were talking about hauntings and spirit guides, and I believe somebody wanted to know about imprints or, oh, here we have some people coming on. Good, good, good. I see you, 587 and 804. Be with you here shortly. Let me just talk about that real quick. So the imprints are things that happen in places where you can, some people call them memories too, where, and this is picking up from our last topic matter, was the usually it happens from something traumatic or even could be exciting. So a childbirth could cause it, some type of trauma or situation that was really detrimental or really kind of the stuff you see out of horror movies, that kind of thing can do it too. Let's see. Many different things can cause it. Even an argument can have it. It's almost like when people get PTSD, it comes from things like that. Car accidents can cause it out on the side of the highway. There can be a memory or an imprint there along the side of the road where, just like when people put the crosses up to remember the person that they lost, sometimes the land remembers what happened there. So typically imprints and memories don't have any ability to really interact with you except maybe to get your attention. And that's the big thing it'll do. It usually is not going to be something that anyone who's not already psychically sensitive will even notice. Sometimes you'll pick up on, like I've talked about before, the temperature disturbances where it'll be uncharacteristically cold. That's a usual thing that people would report. And I have experienced that myself. I've rarely experienced it being uncharacteristically hot. So there are many different things, and there's a lot of information out there. I mean, this, I'm sure I won't be the only person to have told you guys about it. Now, let's see, another one of those computer issues there. I don't know if you heard that. That's what that little noise was. Anywho, so let's get into it. So I'm Doug Baker, and I do Readings by Doug on Facebook, and I do this weekly show, the Pararamble Radio Show. And this is where I usually like to talk about things. If people write in with questions, I can answer those. And if you're looking to have your situation or your case or whatever looked at live on the radio, then you call into our call-in line. And if I have time to get to you, I will talk to you on air about it. Now, I won't disclose or talk about anything too personal over the air, because you may have someone that could be listening in your neighborhood and you might not want them to know that you called in. So what I will do is I'll ask you your first name and I'll ask you how I can help you. So that helps me just to know where to look, because as I've said before, there's a lot of different information that can show up to a psychic or a sensitive. You can get feelings, you can get thoughts, you can get smells, tastes, sounds. It can really, and feelings. So you can get a lot of different information. So don't think that, you know, the person that you're talking to is not psychic because they've got to ask you where you want them to get started. They're actually making sure that they don't waste their time or yours when they do that. So I think we'll go ahead and get in here, and we'll get to our first caller here in just a moment. And I think we're going to go to, I didn't see who actually called in first. They both kind of showed up right away. So I think 804 was the first one. So we're going to get to you first. Again, this is Doug Baker. And for those of you maybe tuning in a little late, we have a little difficulty with the broadcast system here getting started. We should be good to go now. So let's see. I do readings on local events. I do phone readings. I do in-persons. I do video readings. If you're needing more than just the little amount of time we can cover here on the radio, plus if you need something more in-depth, I am happy to work with you privately. You can reach out to me on my Readings by Doug on Facebook page there, and we'll be happy to get you something set up. Now, let's see. Let's get into 804 here and see what they're calling about tonight. So let me see if I can bring you on here. Hello. Is anybody there?
Yes. Hi. Good evening. My name is Hugh.
Well, good evening, Hugh. Thank you so much for calling in. You and the next caller behind you came in almost at exactly the same time, so I think it was you that got on first. So I'm Doug, and I guess you knew that since you must have saw the post to call in. So what can I do for you tonight? What's got you calling in, first off? And thank you for calling.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, and there are a lot of skill sets that people don't give credit to, as you were discussing, when messages come through. And I wanted to see what you pick up on related to what I'm doing, trying to bring things down to the most simplest understanding for people around the world, based not on religion, but spirituality and unconditional agape love. That's where it should be all going, but it's not, because people are too caught up in the material world, and they are not understanding or looking at where they came from and where they're going back to. And I say we're all here to learn love as we learn it. We're supposed to be a blessing to others as we learn it, especially those who can't help themselves, and we are fully accountable for everything we do. There's really only two energies, positive and negative, and it's your free will that allows you to go to either one, and there's karma attached to both. So once you experience enough of the negative, maybe it's time to switch over to the positive. That's the most powerful energy there is. It doesn't mean you're not going to be tested, but that's where your faith comes in.
Well, my goodness, that was quite an intro, first off. What I will tell you, I mean, my goodness, you ought to do your own show with the way you can introduce
been,
in
yeah,
just a moment.
My mission
or two
is
there.
So huge, it's beyond just doing shows. It's really bringing forth the strategies to be a blessing to people. It's not control, conquer, and divide that we're all under right now. It's really getting to the elites to force them to change their ways and understand that they are going to be accountable. We all are. And to really look at, you can't take the material goods with you. And I laugh at the billionaires shooting out into space right now, whatever. I mean, I hope you get to another planet and you meet some giant ants that'll eat you or whatever. We got plenty of problems here. What are you wasting your money? We've got such a beautiful planet that needs healing. So what are you running off to?
Well, I tell you, it sounds like the billionaires might be really trying to take it all with them. But no, I don't know where they're going out there. I firmly believe that there is extraterrestrial life, but
I also firmly believe
that perhaps they don't really want much to do with us the way we are right now. You know, and that's my opinion. Of course, I guess I shouldn't say my firm belief, but that's my opinion. In my 40-some years, I know I've seen a lot of stuff out there that I can't explain. And, God, I hope we're not the only thing out there. But, no, I do believe there's more certainly.
Oh, there is, definitely. No, I've had UFO paranormal near-death, ongoing paranormal, and very powerful documentable synchronicity. So I'm like a way shower, but I say the stories aren't all about me. It's about me showing you how my faith has seen me through some pretty extraordinary things.
Well, I've got to tell you, the first thing that showed up when you started talking was you do have a very large project on your hands, and that may not even be the best way to try and say that. But what you're doing appears to be something that's not just going to affect a small area, but also part of the issue that you're having, or that it appears to be to me that you're having, is not just what people are caught up in right now, but it looks like you got the clue to do this on the early dispensation cycle, and that's what I call this, when the universe wants something into creation. God will give an idea, whatever you call God, I call God just so we can say we're universe, an idea will show up to one person, and if they don't get it out, then it shows up to three or four more. Then if they don't get it out, eventually it gets further and further until someone gets it going. But my point is, what you're going with, I think you're kind of on the ground before anybody else is really doing it, either what you're teaching or how you're teaching it. I think this is something that is going to take off, but I think it's just going to be kind of disappointing in the amount of time that it takes to do it, and that alone can be a test of faith while you're sticking with it, getting it going, and I can say that from personal experience. I won't say that's what's going to happen for you. But I will tell you, looking at what you're doing, you are going to be doing teaching. You're probably going to be doing some travel and workshops with it also, or other methods of getting it out, but not just getting it out there so it's out there. I think at least part of your audience or part of your group that this is really going to reach to, it's wonderful to hope that everybody can get it, but you certainly have a group that you will be able to reach very effectively. But initially, I think it's going to require you to be out there. And, of course, now, you know, it's not the 1990s where if they don't see you in person, they're not going to get to see you. You could do video. You could do – there's all kinds of ways, and I'm not going to try and talk to you about that because I'm not the one to teach that. But it looks like – When I look at your energy, you have some reservation currently about the ways to get out or get it out or get it to people. I think as you soften on those edges a little bit yourself and are willing to step out there a little bit, whether it's in different ways than what you're doing now or different ways than you prefer, but there's something different in and new also, but I also don't want to take away from saying that there's something there that is not something you prefer to do currently that will end up growing this, the reach of what you're doing. And I get it's not anything to do with money, and that's probably half the reason why anything bigger in the world just stomps on anything that's not that, because it just tries to create itself. But what I do see for you is I think this is going to be a wonderful work for you. I think a lot of people will benefit from it. There's writing with it as well. I don't know if you're writing yet, but you will be. There's at least a couple of books, or however you want to say text. I don't know if they even print books that much anymore, but if it were the 90s, I'd say you were going to be writing actual books. But getting that information out that way, but you will be writing, you will be teaching that way as well. And I think that looks wonderful. You're also going to have some potential to do downloadable teachings for people where, because of your gift for voice, and you really do have a gift for voice, you have one of those voices where people will listen if they can hear you speaking it. And I think that's one of the reasons Spirit had me tell you immediately that you're going to have a group, and I'm not saying you're going to go start a church or something like that, but you're going to have a group of souls that are very receptive to what you have to offer, because there are going to be those that are going to be able to really feel that this is not something that you're trying to do just for yourself. And that is something so attractive, that is so genuine, that is really missing out there. I mean, I look at the social media and all these different things where it's people all about me, 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 me. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Let me take my clothes off, look at me. And that kind of thing. And I don't get that vibe from you at all. And that's going to be so attractive to the people that need this message. And the thing is, if you put it out there, it will get to people in a further out, wider dissemination kind of a way. But there is a time sensitivity here, so I kind of want to go back on what I said initially and tell you that, and I don't know who the partner is that's coming for you either, and I don't mean a primary relationship partner. I mean either a distribution partner or a business partner. I don't know what you would call it in this, because you're not really running this as like a big for-profit kind of thing, so I don't think business is the right term for it, and forgive me if I've gone down a side road here. I didn't mean to. But you've got somebody coming, looks like early next year. I want to say, well, not too early. That's about the first quarter. I want to say right in March. You've got somebody coming in that's going to be of wonderful assistance to you to get this thing with a much broader reach. You certainly do have a message here that's important, and Spirit's saying don't give up on that part. You're not wrong, and I don't think you're going to, but you're not wrong about it actually having a point and a purpose to get it out there. It's certainly needed. Part of the timing element is it's going to reach people who need it right this second now, but it's going to need to go out a little further, and I think that may be what I didn't explain very well earlier. But there's a lot of information here, and I still, Now, on the bright side, some of this you're looking for, you already knew, because you're incredibly sensitive yourself. You really, I look at your energy, I'm like, well, why the heck did you even call? You didn't need me to tell you any of this. But
confirmation, which you've done a great job on, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. I look at your energy, and I'm like, well, I don't know what you needed me for. I'm happy to help
well,
you.
I want to have you, if you would like to take part in understanding the basic concepts, it's not complicated, but you're welcome to keep my number, or I've been a guest on various blog talk shows. I have no fear. I can give my name, and people can just see all the bizarre things I've been through in my life. And
that would be wonderful, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners would be interested. Do me a favor, because
I don't do email or texting.
I can take your number. Do you do any of the social media at all?
That's what I'm saying. There's plenty of social media that's on the internet, but I personally do not do it. It takes away from my divine gift of what I term creative utilization of information. And that's where I'm...
Well, this may end up being... Oh, forgive me. I didn't mean to speak over you.
That's all right.
This may be where that partner they're talking about coming on, maybe who comes on, because it could be that that's the part that they're saying of that wider dissemination. There may be somebody else that's their job to do, and you're just getting the message out, and it's their job to get it out there in that way. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, because I'm 77 years young, and I've been totally disabled.
You certainly don't sound 77 years either way, so congratulations on that. My goodness.
I had a near-death experience in 2007 that totally disabled me with severe COPD, so I'm pretty much homebound, but I'm changing the world from my dining room table. It's a choice that I've made to be a blessing to humanity for the time that I have left based on all the bizarre things that I've experienced in my life. And I'll give one example of some synchronicities, because this is something that people really have to wake up to too. And there's positive and negative in everything. But I read a book back in the early 80s titled The KGB, The Eyes of Russia, authored by a high-level CIA operative, Harry Rositsky, and actually spoke with him after reading his book. It was helpful to me to expose somebody who I believe was a rogue CIA agent who I was interacting with that was doing negative things behind the scenes that I wasn't aware of. And anyway, in 2008, I had lost contact with Harry Rositsky. Something triggered me to see if he was still alive. I found his obituary, and when I read it, four synchronicities jumped right out at me. His name was Harry. My father's name was Harry. His wife's name was Barbara Helen. My mother-in-law's name was Helen. His daughter's name was Anne Elizabeth Hunt. My wife's name was Anne Elizabeth. My mother's maiden name was Hunt. Now, you find four synchronicities in an obituary, it's pretty bizarre, but then you intertwine it with high-level CIA, it's off the charts. I have a bunch of those kinds of things. Yeah. So that's what I look to show people.
I'm beginning to see why they kept mentioning you're going to write a bunch of books. Okay.
Well, that's not for me. It's for me to co-author with others, because, again, you hit it right. I'm not here. Again, I keep saying the stories aren't all about me, but it's about me showing you how I handled a lot of negative situations. When I let go and let God handle what I can't, I've had people that have fooled with me in a negative way actually die. I didn't ask for that to happen, but that's the kind of karma that can be taken on if you're on the wrong path.
Well, you wouldn't be the first person I've heard say something like that, too.
That's where the fear has
to
stop.
I will not argue that.
Well, again, I don't ask for these things, but again, I don't fight. That's another thing people have to stop doing. Nobody ever wins an argument. So instead, give respect and bring forth solutions. That will change things very quickly, too. And there's so much corruption. That's the biggest thing I'm looking to really transform: global economics, education, politics, religion, and more, based on new paradigms of spirituality and unconditional agape love. And I'll just say this real quick, and then I'll give my name if you'll let me. But I say Election Day is actually every day you buy a product. So if you're buying lead-based painted toys out of China through Walmart, your kids don't have a choice, but you do. A lot of people aren't aware. It's verifiable on the internet. A number of years ago, Walmart paid a fine of $82 million for dumping pesticides down storm drains. They paid the fine. It's in and out of the consciousness of people, but what's to stop them from doing it again until they get caught, or something else? We are, when we wake up and say, I'm not going to buy from a company unless they're good to their customers, their employees, the environment, and giving back to the community in ethical, legal, moral ways.
Yeah, I'm going to just tell you that I look forward to hearing back from you if I don't get more of a chance to talk with you before
your promoter shows up in March.
I need you.
Yeah, you can hang on to my number and we can talk off air, but if you don't mind, I'll just give my name and there's all kinds of things that'll come up.
Please, go right ahead. Yes, please.
Yeah, so I'll let you move on to the other calls. I don't want to take up too much of your show, but I appreciate the time you gave me, and this will sort of validate a lot of the things you said. And real quick, too, related to it's even if I'm just planting seeds, I'm happy enough with that, but I keep looking for the right people, because a lot of people will take things that I give them and run with it and think and make a lot of money and leave me high and dry. I'm not after the billions or whatever. That's not going to change my life that much anyway. But what I want is people that are true, honest, and looking to just bring that love out globally. That's what the world needs, and that's what we're here to learn. And as we learn it, be a blessing to those who are less fortunate. So my name is, the first name is Hugh, H-U-G-H, the last name, Charles, and T like Tom, R-A-U-L, S like Sam, E like Edward, M like Nancy. I'm committed to empowering women and indigenous people globally in my work.
Well, I am so happy you called in tonight, and I hope you can, maybe that person that Spirit has coming is listening tonight. I hope so.
That may be
so if
another
you
reason people
are listening and you want to catch up with him, why, please look him up.
And also, sometimes people go into fear when they see some of the things I've been through. And they run, or else
well,
they have something to hide. And they run away.
All I'll say is I think there's a reason you called in tonight. And, you know, God is really good with putting those things in our path. You know what my
exactly.
sister always likes to say, everything you need is already on your path. And she's right, it is. But
yep.
you might... Like you said, there's the election part. You know, people are electing to listen in. You elected to call. You didn't have to, but you did. And you got in at the right time. So thank you so much. It's been fun talking with you tonight, and I hope that the right person reaches out and you get going with that. But if it's not tonight, I still think it's going to be around March. So it may take some time to get it started, but I think once the right person shows up, I think that's the piece that you're missing is getting that done. And I understand that you're clear that you're not the one to do it. That's good. You won't be in the way when God brings the right person to you. Then you just have to say, okay, God, make sure I don't miss them. Make sure I get the right one so I know.
And
that should
very
be great.
Least,
and again,
I just want to say at the very least, I hope people will look me up and then listen to what you had to say so that's a confirmation for your gift, and God bless you for that.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Well, okay, I'm going to have to get on to the next person, so I'll have to let you go, but thank you very much, and I'll encourage the listeners to go ahead and look you up and see what they can find. It sounds like you've got a lot of good information, so thanks again for calling tonight.
Thank you, and prayer is powerful. Everybody pray, and God will put the ego in check where it needs to be. God bless everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. Oh, my goodness. Well, gracious sakes, a half an hour sure flew by. So, again, thanks, everybody. We've got a couple of people in the queue, and I'll get to you as quick as I can. It's time to do the announcements part. So this is Doug Baker, and I do readings on Readings by Doug on Facebook. You can reach me there. Also, I do the weekly Tuesday night show here at the Pararamble Radio Show. And I'm going to be working on getting more people in to do interesting discussions, like our first person, who I didn't even know he was calling in, but he certainly had some interesting info. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. And I do encourage you, if we have people on that are interesting to you, look them up, because these are people that volunteer. We don't pay anybody to come on and talk here. It is something that people are giving out of their time and gifting to the world with that. And granted, it may be a small area, but I'm grateful for every one of you that listen and call in, and those of you that message on the Readings by Doug page there and ask your questions, and to get to talk to you all. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I look forward to it every week. Now let me see. And of course, please go to the Readings by Doug page and like and follow that. And I'm going to be working on the Pararamble page on Facebook also. So before long, I'll have that up, and we'll be announcing that on here too. So I will be doing different promotions and things from there, and also from the Readings by Doug page, just to engage people a little more. Like I said, I really appreciate you guys taking time out of your night and out of your busy lives away from your family and friends and that, and spending this little hour with us here. So let's see who's next. I think 587 has been patiently waiting there, so I think we're going to click on them and see if we can get them on and try and answer their questions. So bear with me as I get this rolled over here.
Hello.
Well, hello. I guess I don't need to ask if anyone's there since you beat me to it. This is Doug.
No,
who am I talking to?
Eileen.
Well, hi. Thank you for calling
hi.
In tonight. And thank you for waiting.
You.
My goodness, I didn't know we were going to be having so long on the first person, but that was really interesting. I hope everybody enjoyed it. But thank you for your patience. What can I do for you tonight?
Okay, I've had tons of trauma my whole life. Well, not my whole life, probably the past 15 years. And just basically, if you can see if I'm ever going to find happiness.
Well, let me take a look. That's a genuine question. Let's see what we can get. All right, let me see if I can connect with your guides. Give me just a moment. My goodness. So the first thing I see with you is a lot of situations where it's almost like you were at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I look at timing with that for some reason. So I'm going to ask them to kind of elaborate and see what they're talking about more. Goodness gracious. So this lifetime for you, I've got to tell you, first off, they want to thank you for not giving up. And let me elaborate on that. They want to thank you for not giving up. They're saying this has been an especially hard one for you. And many people, given a little bit of what you've gone through, have checked out for less. And I think you know what that means. I'm not going to go into all of the details. Okay. That's the first thing they want me to tell you. And I've got to tell you, over the years, when I've seen this kind of a message, there is usually something wonderful coming in for you, almost as a thank you, because you've stuck it out. So many people can just say, okay, that's it, I'm out, and, you know, they'll leave. They'll have car wreck, sleep out, whatever it is, and then poof, they're gone almost just that fast. And you've had two near-death misses yourself, so that tells me you've got a strong commitment to being here. You're doing what you signed up to do here. So I've got to tell you, I believe that you are on mission because some of the stuff, and when I say on mission, I believe everybody fills out basics of a contract before they come in to kind of outline what they're going to do. And when I see you're on mission, some of the stuff you've gone through, let me rephrase that. A big part of the things that you've gone through have really been not really to your benefit. You've done a lot that really you didn't have to, that other people got the benefit of you just simply being there. And that's why I say I think God's going to be sending some – forgive me, I didn't mean to speak over you, dear. We have a little bit of a delay on the call thing here. Well, that's good. Well, I hate for people to think I'm just rambling over them. I don't mean to. I'll get it figured out eventually, but there's just a little tiny bit of a delay between when I hear you stop talking and then I start because, like I said, I don't want to go over yet. The thing I've got to tell you, and I want you, if you get nothing else out of this call, no, God didn't forget about you because your guides had information available for me almost the second we started talking, which meant nobody forgot about you. They are watching what you're doing, and somebody's rooting for you in spirit. So the thing I want you to get out of this is, and I don't care what religion anybody is. That's not my business. I'm not asking. But universe itself supports you when you do what you're really here to be doing, what your purpose is. That's why I say on purpose. Because we are here on purpose. We're not here by accident. We're here on purpose. And you are doing every day the best that you can do with it. And I've got to tell you, next year, let me see, because they're mentioning next year. They're not going, and thank God they're not going, well, you got to hang on for 5 or 6 more years. No, they're talking about next year. So let's see what they're talking about.
Well, I can probably clarify that a little bit.
Go ahead.
I've been talking to a guy online, for 7 months, and he's pretty much given me a lot of my sanity that I need.
Oh, excellent.
Do you see him actually coming to Canada?
Well, what I was going to say was, I think you've got a new person coming in next year. And if you're already talking to him, that makes sense because that just means you're going
to
meet that person. But it looks like it's at least a very deep friendship. And I think it's really going to go from there. Now, what I can tell you is it looks like it's a little slow starting, but that could be just because it's taken so long to get this far with it. But it's a little slow starting, but I don't want you to get discouraged by me telling you a little slow starting. The best relationships in the world start out as friends and build from there. But it'll move very quickly once you both roll over into, okay, we're sure this is what we want. Because you've got a little reservation, and this one's got a lot of reservation. It's either about the distance and the timing, but there's something that's not quite there yet that will be next year. So I don't want you to get discouraged about the communication. I'm sorry, Annie, go ahead.
He's serving over in Turkey, and he won't get out until March or April, and then he's supposed to move to Canada. Like, we got an awesome relationship online. I just don't know if it's going to come to fruition, and he's actually going to come here like we talk about every day.
Well, I want you to talk to him because I don't want this to go into give up because you don't think it's going to go anywhere yet. The timing, the energy of the timing right now is it's not going to do any big manifesting till next year. So if this person is adding to your life now, talk to him. God doesn't give us nobody to talk to for no reason. No, absolutely talk to him. And in the meantime, if Richard Gere shows up on your front porch and wants to go out on a date, go out on a date. But
no,
does that make sense?
Totally
because
to him.
Well, then you don't even need me to tell you to go ahead and talk to him. Go ahead and talk to him because
it's been online. I always have the doubts if he's really who he says he is, just because it's only been online. That's where
well, you're going to until yeah, no, you, and that's called common sense. That's rational, you know. And you no, don't ever give up your common sense. If he says something that makes absolutely no sense, call him on it. But that's your common sense. Yeah, I don't ever give that up, regardless of who tells you that. Never give up your common sense. Follow that because God gives you an intuition for a reason. Use that, and if something doesn't come out right, follow that. Pay attention to that. But what I'm saying is this person is giving you support now that you need at this time. This has been one hell of a crazy 2 years for most people. I can't imagine what it's been like up in Canada, and I can only really imagine what it's been like down here. But I can tell you, God's got that person there for a reason. So if it's supporting you now, utilize it. And if it gets to the point where you just have too many doubts, call them out on it and see what the heck they say. But I will tell you, you've got somebody coming next year that is very important to you. It's going to end up being starting as a friend. It's going to be very stable. And it goes really well once you both make up the decision to go for it. After that time, I can't tell you if it's going to be this person you're talking to now or not. I can't really see. Because if they won't come and see you, that's not going to go anywhere anyway. You've got to have somebody that will be able to be there physical. Follow your intuition on this. Then continue talking with him until he gets there. And you'll know as soon as you meet him, you'll know whether it's him or not. You're not a goofball by any means, but
no.
Yeah, I mean, you'll know almost immediately when you meet him because the stuff that you've communicated with is either going to line up in person or it's not. But if it doesn't, remember what I tell you tonight. If you get nothing else out of tonight, God's got somebody coming for you next year, and it's going to be a good relationship for you. So if it's not this person, I'm not even going to be upset about that because I know you got somebody good coming.
Okay.
But pay attention to your common sense. Pay attention to that. Don't go into any, because there's a lot of people that are getting scammed online, and I don't want that to happen to you. So pay attention to the things that they tell you. If he tells you something that doesn't make sense, make him tell you what it means. But other than that, if you take nothing else out of here, you've got somebody coming next year, and you've just got to be a little bit patient to get to them, and then I think you're going to be fine. So thank you so much for calling in tonight, and thank you for your patience.
Thank you. I very
I'm sorry it took so long to get to you.
No, I
thank
really
Thank you, dear. Good night.
Thank you. All right, good night.
Okay, so, goodness. Gosh, that went quick. So, for all of you listening, because of the way the world has been, and you don't need me to tell you this part, but because of the way the world has been, we all know that meeting people has been challenged, seeing people has been challenged, interacting, heck, our friendships and our relationships have been challenged because of this worldwide pandemic stuff. Remember to trust your intuition. If something seems too good to be true, it might be. But that also doesn't mean that it can't be. So trust that inner intuition. You all have your own little psychic inside you, or your own little spiritual medium inside you. You all have some propensity for a gift from spirit. God didn't send any of us in here in a rowboat with no oars. You either got somebody else to row the boat, you got a power motor, some of you got a yacht. But Titanic sank a long time ago. That's gone. So nobody's on Titanic at this point. You all have something to not only support yourself in your growth, in your development, in giving like the first person shared, the first guest shared, with putting that love out there in the world. God didn't send you in here ill-prepared. You've got something that you're here to do. You've got something that you chose to come in here and work on. Yes, we have challenges. Of course we do. I'd be telling you a fib if I said you didn't. And if there is somebody out there without a challenge, congratulations. I've never met that person. Maybe they do exist, but I don't know who they are. But for the rest of us, if you're down here on planet and your two little feet are walking around, or if you're in a wheelchair, you're rolling around, whatever you're doing, as long as you're moving around somehow, you've got a chance to do something wonderful for yourself and for the rest of your world. But listen to that inner guide. Everybody has one. Remember, we talked about, I think 2 weeks ago, about how you could do a meditation to meet your guides. And again, any meditation or any guidance I give you on the show, don't do it while you're driving the car. Don't do it while you're at work. Don't do it while you're operating machinery. Don't do anything that will endanger yourself or other people. You want to do these things when you are safely at rest for your day, not out in the world doing stuff. But the reason I tell you this is maybe some of you did this meditation and you didn't get to meet someone, or you didn't get to see a guide or interact with one, or it was just too hard. Maybe you were scared of it. That's okay. Spirit works at your time as well. God is never going to shove you off the rails because you didn't meet your spirit guide 2 weeks ago, or you didn't get to do it tonight. The willingness and the actual practice is what gets you moving forward. As you get through learning to listen to yourself, learning to explore things, it's a gentle journey. Now, some people go flying towards the finish line and they get all sorts of stuff real, real fast. That may be you. Great. But I'm talking to the person right now who's maybe just wanting to stick their foot in there. Maybe this year has been a little too hard on you. Maybe it's time you give back to yourself a little bit. Listen to that inner, what's the way people say it? They call it that inner still voice, that quiet voice. You have one. Everybody does. If you were guided by spirit to call in here tonight, you were here because there was something here for you. If you're listening tonight or listening whenever you hear this, God had something there for you. And I want you to be encouraged. I want you to realize you are here to do something. You are here to have an effect on someone, to do something wonderful with someone. Maybe that's just with you. That gal that I just spoke to a little bit ago, that person may never end up being the physical person that she needs. But what she's getting right now is helping her. As long as it's not a problem for her and she's getting the support that she needs out of it, that's great, because there's so many people that are isolated that have no one to talk to. So as long as what he's saying makes sense or the person you're talking to makes sense, go for it as long as it's safe. But don't turn aside, because notice I tried to tell her there's somebody coming next year. I don't know that it's the person she's talking to now, because the distance thing looks very wide. But there's a physical person coming for her. There's going to be somebody there that's going to be real and in person, not just a picture, not just a media account, none of that. It's going to be a real person. And God's got real people for you, too. But you may not ever meet them if you don't learn to trust your inner guidance, because that's something that I can't teach you, that no psychic, no person out there can teach you. We can show you how to get started. And that's what I hope I can do with this show most of all, is show you how to get started. Yes, I love to be able to work with you guys privately and to do in-person things and be able to do a full hour session with people. I simply don't have time on the show to be able to do that. The hour on here goes by so fast that I just simply don't have time every time. You have the ability to answer your own questions inside you. It may take you some practice to learn how to do it, but that's what some of us are here for. In the years I've done this, I've gotten so many brand new people who have never even had reading before. And it's one of the reasons I really enjoy doing it, is because I was brand new once. I didn't know what was going on once. I didn't know if there was anybody to help me. I just thought I was that weird kid. And don't get me wrong, I was a weird kid. But I thought I was that weird kid who God didn't make right, because I didn't listen the way other people listened. And I saw things that other people, if they did see them, they didn't talk about them. And I knew things that other people at the time didn't know, or I couldn't tell them about it. I saw strange things, places where I went, things would happen, or weird things would jump out. I mean, and this isn't a pity party for me, but I'm saying it because there's somebody weird listening right now. There's somebody listening who is just waking up. And that's why I want you to know you have that little voice inside you. You're not crazy because you know something somebody else doesn't know, or you know something before other people know about it. My very best friend, sometimes I can hear what they think. And it scared me at first because I thought, wow, what's going on? But it turns out it's a present, because it helps me to understand when there's a challenge with that person. And it helps me to be more patient and to understand, oh, Doug, it's not all about you. But my point is, for those of you that are new, that person, you're not weird. You're not crazy. Yeah, you might be a little weird. I was and still am. But that's okay. You're not weird that you can't function in the world. You're not weird that you feel stuff when other people don't say it. You're not weird that you know things that other people don't know. God doesn't give this gift to everybody to the extent that some of you have it, but everyone has the ability to work with what they do have. You've got something you're talented at, just like I mentioned before the first caller. There's something that you have a natural gift for that you may not even be aware that you do, but you do. You've got it, and I want to encourage you to really follow through on giving that gift to yourself, not just to the people around the world, because some of you may never go outside of the small group that you're in, but you may have two people that you're the most important thing in the world to. Do it for them. But if you don't have anybody else, do it for you, because as you invest in you, God's going to put you in other people's path. And suddenly you're not going to be just the weird person. Yeah, I was gratefully brought into a gathering space or a group years ago when I was first kind of getting out into the world. And thank goodness that there was a group of people who were open enough with who they were to be out there and let the world know, hey, you're not the only weird one. You're not the only psychic one. In fact, there's a whole bunch of us here. And that place, unfortunately, is long gone. I wish it was still around because it was such a treasure. But in a way, this is my little way to say thank you for that and pay that forward here. So this is that place here where, no, you're not weird. Please know that. Maybe you really did hear your mom talking in the wind when you went outside. Maybe that was her. But give yourself that permission to explore it and see. Yeah, sometimes you're going to be wrong. We're human. We're going to be wrong. That's part of being here. We're learning. We're growing. We're doing the best that we can. And I believe that for each and every one of you. So before we run out of time, I've got another person here waiting to talk to. So thank you for holding on. I'm going to go ahead and click on them and see what I can do for them. So. And thank you all for listening so far. I don't know how much time we'll have, but we'll get to them, and hopefully it's a quick question. So here we go. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Doug. Who am I talking to? Hello?
This is Shayla.
Hi. Oh, I'm so sorry it took so long. We've got a few minutes. What can I do for you? Thank you so much for holding on the line and waiting. What can I do for you tonight?
That's okay. So I'm wondering if you will just weed through my energy a little bit and tell me if you think I have any wobble over money or a relationship.
Well, let's see what we got. So the first thing that comes up, there's a couple things that show up here. One, you've been dealing with a lot of learning lessons around money, and I'm supposed to tell you, you got the lessons. The challenges there are going to be improving and stabilizing. There's something big time about stabilizing in the energy for you. And that's what you're going to be working on the beginning of next year. But as far as love life, and I got to tell you, once you get this money, before we jump over there, once you get the money thing stabilized, and they won't let me get off that word, stabilizing is what you're doing. Once you do that, it's going to grow really well in the second half of the year. The first 4 or 5 months, you're going to be stabilizing. After that, it's going to grow really well. But don't get discouraged next year in that, because what you're going through right now, you got the lesson. Whatever it was you kept batting around needing to learn, you finally got it. They wouldn't say this if you hadn't. And two, let's look at the love life. Okay. So, love life. Now, the thing is, they're saying you, oh boy, and I don't want this to sound like I'm wagging a finger at you, but please don't shoot the messenger. What I'm hearing is you're investing too much in, I'm hearing you're investing too much in friends that should just be friends. And they're saying, stop doing that. You don't have to reach down below the bottom shelf if what you're looking for is on the top shelf. You've got another person coming, but it's not till a little over a year from now. You're looking at late November next year. It's not this year, it's next year. But I'm not going to tell you that you don't meet the person before that. It's not going to go into relationship stuff until late November, early December, that timeline. But you will probably meet them before, because for them to give me a specific time to tell you when it will go somewhere, you would have to meet them before that, because you're not an idiot and you don't just meet somebody and go, okay, let's get married. I don't see that about you. I wish I'd gotten to you quicker, because I think it'd be a lot more fun to talk with you more time. So I'm going to encourage you, if you want to, reach out to me on the Readings by Doug Facebook, and we can probably talk a little more. But I'll tell you, okay. You don't strike me as an idiot. You're not just going to run right into that. And the thing is, if we don't get it all answered this week, call back in next week. I don't get to you on Facebook, call back in next week, and I'll make sure 503 I get to before the last 3 minutes. I'm just sorry it took so long. So
that's okay.
I hope
you
that helps.
You have time for more, or are you done?
I think I might. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Both of my parents passed this year, one in February, one in March, and I just wondered if they had anything to say.
Oh, what a specific message. My goodness. Okay. Well, this person was extremely literal. They did not mince words at all. And what I'm hearing is, wow, there's a lot of emotion here, too. Good. Yeah. I want you to call in next week, please. Good Lord.
Sure, I will.
Yes, call next Tuesday. I've got 90 seconds left, and I don't have time to actually do this justice. Please call next Tuesday, because have a message there. Yes, there absolutely is. Call me back next week, and I'll talk to you, okay?
What a cliffhanger.
Thank you. I know, I'm so sorry, but there is a message there. Let me see if I can condense it real quick. Okay, so, God, I want to say this was Mom, but it was so matter-of-fact to the – oh, no, call. It's good news. Call me back next week. We'll talk then. I got to wrap it up.
Sounds
good. 1 minute left. Thank you so much. Okay,
bye.
Okay, guys. Well, that's about all the time we have. Thank you, everybody that called in, and thank you, everybody that listened. Boy, that time went so quick. So you can reach me on Facebook at Readings by Doug. And again, I do private sessions on there. And this has been the Para Ramble Radio. You can reach me there with your questions, your comments. Please feel free to message me and tell me what you'd like me to talk about on here. So thank you so much. I look forward to talking to all of you next week. And my goodness, that time sure flew by. Thanks again. All right. Good night, everybody. And don't forget to tune in next week.